101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio, Veronica with a super special edition of Community Spotlight. I have the one, the only Abby Winterberger here. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you don't know who Abby Winterberger is, you've obviously been living under a rock. She was a freestyle skier this February in the 2026 Milano Cortina Olympics and representing Truckee and the youngest Olympian of the year this year. So how cool was it traveling to the Olympics at the young age of 16?
It was an amazing experience. Honestly, like nothing like I've experienced before. It was my first like solo trip without my mom traveling with me.
Oh.
Which mm-hmm. was definitely a little scary.
Yeah.
But I think I bonded well with the team, and a lot of the older girls kind of took me under their wing, which was really nice.
Awesome. That was actually going to be my next question. Were there any specific athletes that took you under their wing or that you made a new awesome connection with?
Most of the girls, or all the girls mm-hmm. actually, on my halfpipe team, they're all amazing. Kate Gray is 19, so she was the closest to my age, so mm-hmm. we bonded like that. And then the older girls, too.
How was the housing situation there?
So Team USA had their own hotel.
Okay.
So the village where all the athletes were housed were just a bunch of hotels scattered around this like valley, mm-hmm. which was super cool. And yes, we all had like our own hotel rooms and we had a dining hall. There was an amazing spa in the hotel. It was super cool.
Was there a lot of interaction with the other countries as well in the village?
Yeah. So the all of the countries shared the same dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we would all go get food together and there was like a bunch of like kind of cafeteria style tables. So we would all sit together and just talk about like, you know, we were all in different sports. So it was fun just to see what everyone was doing.
And you were up in
Livigno.
Livigno. Okay.
Yeah.
And how small of a little village is that?
It's actually bigger than I expected it to
okay.
be. Okay. And apparently a lot more people came to the village for the Olympics, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and it was still like not very crowded, which was surprising. It was like a super cool spot in like these crazy mountains in this valley. There's one-way road into the valley.
That sounds really very different than here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't the first time you've traveled out of the country?
No, I've traveled out of the country a lot, but that was my first time in Italy.
Cool. Do you, was there any language barriers?
Mostly everyone spoke English. Mm-hmm. There were some that it was hard to communicate, especially with like the security guards, which I thought was funny.
That is funny. Yeah, those are the people you really need to communicate with.
Yeah.
Big question. Was that the last good snow that you hit this year?
Yes. Unfortunately, yeah. It was during my first training day. It was probably the biggest pow day I've skied this season. It snowed like 3 feet and we were just getting like barreled in the half pipe.
That's cool. And have you skied since you've been home?
Yes, not too much because I'm trying to rest and recover. But I skied at Sugar Bowl a few days and did the Silver Belt event, which was super cool.
Nice. And yeah, everybody's, you know, closed. That's a wrap for winter, I guess, this year. And so growing up in Truckee on the mountain, you probably had quite a few really good mentors who helped you get to the Olympics.
I think my brother helped me the most. He's mm-hmm. 2 years older than me, and he's the one who really pushed me to ski. Like, we would build jumps in the backyard when the mountain was closed. He'd teach me all these fun tricks, and having a male influence when you're skiing, it really pushes you. It's always like fun to ski with the girls, but having people who are better than you,
mm-hmm.
so you just like keep going and going and going.
Definitely. Progression is huge when you're with somebody, like you said, that's better than you. They're really motivating you.
Yes, exactly.
Burning question that we all want to know here at the radio station. What do you listen to in your earbuds when you're skiing?
I'm actually one of the few people who doesn't listen to music.
Really?
Yes, I find it really distracting because I love my music so much that I just start singing it whenever I hear it. So I can't sing in the half pipe. It's a little distracting. But when I'm just free skiing around, I listen to a whole bunch of things, but right now I've been really liking ASAP Rocky.
What does it sound like up there? Is there lots of swoosh?
Yes. If anyone saw it was on NBC Olympics mm-hmm. channel. I was mic'd up during my event and it was aired to the whole world to see. And I like forgot I was mic'd up at this point. And I was saying like my pre-run ritual and my, I was saying it aloud, but I was like, whoosh. And I said all these funny things.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to look that up. Okay, last question. What are your plans this summer? Are you sticking around? Are you going to be hanging out at the local lakes? Are you going to travel?
I'm planning on doing one ski camp in Mount Hood, Oregon. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I want to be home as much as I can, spend time at the lake, hang out with all my friends.
This place is amazing in the summer. So Tahoe is your favorite, or do you hang out at Donner too?
I do both. I like Tahoe because my friends have boats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part.
That definitely is. But the docks at Donner are so fun. Yes, for amazing sunsets. Awesome. Well, thank you, Abby. I really appreciate you coming in. As you know, my son Tucker is your biggest fan. He was super stoked. I had actually, it was a funny story. I was doing trivia night for Truckee High Baseball, and I had come up with all these questions. And the first question was, what 16-year-old represented Truckee in the 2026 Olympics? And everybody started screaming, she's here, she's here. And you were a little embarrassed and covering your face. And my son Tucker was just like, she's here. And he was so excited to talk to you. And I thank you so much for being so gracious to him.
Oh, of course.
Thank you once again, Abby. I hope you have a great summer. I hope also to see you at the lake.
See you there.
That was Abby Winterberger, 2026 Olympic athlete, freestyle skier, and local celebrity. You can hear this interview anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.